From the newsroom of The Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is The Source. Shootings in El Paso and Dayton over the weekend were the 21st and 22nd mass killings in 2019 in the U.S., according to the AP USA Today Northeastern University Mass Murder Database that tracks homicides where four or more people were killed. The shootings were met with cries from some for gun control, but no signs that the Senate plans to take up any policy changes. Chris Castile covers the federal government for The Oklahoman. And Chris, the responses from Oklahoma's delegation kind of broke down along the usual partisan lines, didn't they?
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, to be expected. There has been, these obviously, tragically, are not the first of these types of horrific events, nor, you know, should we expect them to be the last. And they're always followed by these responses, and then it just kind of dies down. I mean, the House is controlled by Democrats now, and they have, you know, made a move, even passed a bill earlier this year on background checks, but the Senate, which is controlled by Republicans, hasn't even, you know, made any step towards considering, hadn't had any committee hearings on it or anything.
Yeah, and of course, a Republican president. However, earlier in the day on Twitter, as sometimes is the case, maybe indicated that he might be open to some gun control issues, maybe background checks. But when he spoke publicly for the first time about it, he didn't put the focus on gun control, put it on mental illness, video games. And Oklahoma's Republican lawmakers said that the president was on track.
Right. And that's, you know, I think both Senator Inhofe and Representative Mullen made similar comments today about, you know, mental illness. In the immediate aftermath of these kinds of events, you know, we don't always know what the circumstances were for how the shooter obtained the guns. We don't know whether they were mentally ill, you know. I mean, that's in a clinical sense, you know, in a diagnosed sense. So there are things said on both sides that may not actually apply to, you know, the cases at hand. The background check thing has been out there for a long time. I mean, that's going back to, I think, the Brady bill was passed, I believe, in 93, 94, early in the Bill Clinton's first administration, requiring background checks for gun purchases at retailers. This so-called gun show loophole has been out there for a while. That's remedied in H.R. 8 that passed in the House this year, as well as other transactions. So individuals might be, you know, between you and a relative, that still, those kinds of transactions would require a background check under that legislation.
Yeah. And there were many locally, particularly on the left, who also decried the upcoming permitless carry law. It was actually the Republican Governor Stitt's first bill he signed. Today, he told our colleague Carmen Foreman that he still supported that legislation and once again agreed with the president, said that he thought that the attention needed to be placed on mental health. Now, there was one Oklahoma lawmaker, at least at the federal level, that did speak out in favor of gun control and has actually taken action through the course of a vote. That would be Congresswoman Kendra Horn.
Right. She was the only one of the five Oklahoma members of the U.S. House who voted for H.R. 8 that expanded the background check requirement. And she said, look, this isn't about the Second Amendment. You know, this is about reasonable gun restrictions, you know, reasonable laws in place to, you know, regulate gun sales.
Yeah. Well, like you said, we've been through this before. Probably go through it again. And the response is usually a partisan one. And we saw that again after the weekend. Chris, thanks so much.
Yeah, sure, Ben.